The beautiful city of Havre de Grace sits majestically on the bank of the Susquehanna River, a popular destination for tourists of all kinds, and a quaint old town with many connections to the history of our country. Its name is even attributed to one of America's revolutionary heroes. Let's explore majestic Maryland. Marquis de Lafayette is best known to us here in the States as a hero of the Revolutionary War. But did you know he was also one of the driving forces behind the French Revolution? Fayette was raised in nobility and spent most of his childhood pretty well off and pampered. As a boy, he dreamed of fighting legendary monsters and going on adventures around the world. While living with his aunt as a child, she told him stories about his father, a colonel in the French army who fought heroically against the English in the Seven Years' War. These stories fueled his desire to do what any young man in the 18th century dreamed of, becoming an officer of the French army and making history, with some help from his family, of course. His mother, who he went to live with in Paris, was a well-off, very well-known socialite, and his grandfather was a higher-up in the French army, just like Lafayette's own father. As he grew into early adulthood, he found life in French high society uncomfortable, confusing, and overwhelming. He was eager to get out in the world and make a name for himself, and he would find his chance halfway across the world in a newly forming nation. A revolutionary war was underway, and general and soon-to-be first presidents of this United States, George Washington, was looking for sharp and enterprising military minds to join his cause. And lucky for him, a young French officer seeking to make his mark on history had just landed in Philadelphia. Lafayette wasn't the first Frenchman to join the American cause, but the Marquis showed a certain je ne sais quoi that Washington really liked. He was given command of a division of soldiers, and in a short time, after much blood, sweat, and tears, Lafayette made his mark in a big way. It was in the Battle of Brandywine when the young Frenchman was struck by a bullet in the leg and disabled while riding ahead of his own troops. His show of courage and absolute fearlessness made a mark with not just his men, but his higher-ups and the American colonists. Washington and most of the other generals absolutely loved the man. So did many American citizens, and they would honor his legacy by naming towns and streets and all kinds of things after him. However, Havre de Grace obviously isn't one of them. So what gives? Well, it's an interesting story, so bear with me. Lafayette was known for more than just the American War of Independence. When he returned to his homeland of France in the 1780s, the country he loved was going through some changes of its own. Much like the country he just came from, there was revolution brewing. The French government was broke, and everyone was pointing fingers to the king and the nobility of the country. So where does Lafayette fit in? Well, he was an absolute fan of the United States Constitution, and he loved his homeland, so why not combine the two? Like wine and cheese, right? So being a celebrity in his country, the general made the rounds with his literal bigwig friends and began to try and hip them to his ideas for a better, more people-forward France. Lafayette was all about promoting democracy and constitutionalism. He was still riding a freedom train, so to speak. He tried desperately to get his fellows and the nobility on his side. And while he was mostly fighting from the sidelines in favor of a free French government, his voice was a loud and extremely influential one. It was debated between him and his fancy pants friends, and no, really, they wore very fancy pants back then, what form of government the French nation should have. Well, they decided they still liked the idea of a king, and King Louis XV wasn't such a bad guy, if you were rich, so a constitutional monarchy became the plan. And well, Lafayette had a lot of trouble reining that in. He was blocked at every turn by political rivals and even friends who were worried about the consequences of his actions. but he pushed, desperate to install a democratic form of government that kept its royal family around. Kind of like how the United Kingdom does, but with a French flavor. Whereas there would be a parliamentary form of government with the monarchy serving as figureheads and given sort of a celebrity status among the people. Overall, it wasn't looking good for the general as the French Revolution began to get underway. At one point, a group of freedom fighters stormed the king's palace in an attempt to capture him. Lafayette managed to act quite heroically and save face for both sides. He took King Louis out on the balcony to address the crowd, wearing the colors of France. This was enough to appease the crowd, and King Louis agreed to their demands that he and his family should move to Paris to live with his people there in an act of solidarity. This was a big deal, but it was a bandage on bigger issues going on. Lafayette was becoming discouraged and losing interest in his own mission. The man who was a key spark of the revolution was seen as becoming disinterested in, and some accused him of abandoning the cause. There were many attempts to keep it on track. Lafayette kept close to King Louis, doing whatever he could to get the king on the side of the French people and establish a constitutional monarchy. It would sort of happen, although King Louis wasn't really on board at the end of the day. And in the future, he would be dealt with in a less than democratic way. The government Lafayette wanted wouldn't exactly happen according to plan. Others would rise and sway the flow of the revolution, although Lafayette's influence was already ingrained in the minds of many continuing the fight. Even some of his strongest opponents still agreed with him on many of the foundational ideas of constitutionalism. Eventually, on an occasion where the royal family was trying to flee Paris, they were captured by revolutionaries and imprisoned, thereby dashing Lafayette's hopes of a constitutional monarchy. The king was imprisoned and deposed from power. Lafayette was sent to go fight a war over in Austria as part of a plot to show the strength of France without a king. This would lead to a stay in prison for the general and his family, a very lavish stay for an extremely important political prisoner. And if his friends in America had anything to say about it, he would be treated very well. In fact, many other monarchies saw Lafayette as a bit of a threat, and while they wanted to get rid of him, doing anything more than imprisoning him would make him a martyr. After he was released, he withdrew from the public eye for a while, raised his family, and focused on farming. In the late 1820s, however, he would take a long tour of the United States, seeing how the country whose founding he had been a part of had grown over the years. He was welcomed with open arms and praise in any town he went to. He was as much a celebrity here in America as he was in his home country. Eventually, when he returned to France, he would also be a key figure in the Second French Revolution, which would see France becoming the republic we know it as today. So, where does the name Habitegrace come from? Lafayette coined the name back when he was serving under General Washington. He was camping with his troops in a small fishing town along the shore of the Susquehanna River. Locals often heard him remarking about how it reminded him of a town on the French side of the English Channel, known as Habitegrace, which translates in English to Harbor of Grace. The locals thought this was very fitting and adopted the name in honor of the general. Lafayette was an absolutely remarkable figure in history, and I recommend studying him for yourself. Perhaps you can find a book about him in one of Habitegrace's many antique stores. Hope you enjoyed this look into our state and the history connected to it. This is Zachary Cloyd, and you've been listening to Majestic Maryland.